So before we even start the Gemara, we have to pause for a second. What exactly was the paradise? Arba nichnasu l'paradis. And there's a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos right here on the Amid. It's a small Rashi, it's a small Tosfos. Rashi says that what does it mean, nichnasu l'paradis? Quote, alu l'rokia al yidei Shem. That these four tzaddikim, they knew how to manipulate, they knew how to use the Shemois HaKodesh, and they used one of the Shemois to physically ascend the rokia. Meaning, nichnasu l'paradis means they actually entered a place. What was this place? The Rakia, which, by the way, is very much a segue from the Gemaras that we're learning about, because the Gemara discussed the seven Rakiyim and the one Rakiyah that's the Maila from the seven Rakiyim. But either way, these Tzaddikim physically entered the Rakiyah, and how were they able to do that? It wasn't with an airplane, it wasn't with a space shuttle. The way they entered the Rakiyah was using one of the Shemus. Tosfos says, no. Nichnasu l'paradis means al yedei Shemus, for sure. However, when they used the Shemus, they didn't physically find themselves someplace else. In fact, Tosfos' lashon is v'loy olu lemaila mamish. They didn't literally go lemaila; rather, hayanir lehem kemoisha olu. It just appeared to them as if they had gone somewhere, but really, they weren't in Rakia. So, according to Rashi, they physically entered the Rakia. According to Tosfos, they didn't physically enter the Rakia, but rather it was nir lehem. They had some sort of experience, some hispashtus agashmi, where it felt to them as if they had entered the Rakia. But avada, they were firmly planted on planet Earth. They didn't go anywhere. It was nir lehem. Interesting machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. Rabbi Kiveger and Gilyan Ashas says ayin Tosfos masechtes gittin daf pei dalet amid aleph. So the context over there is very different than the context over here. The Gemara is discussing Hilchas Gittin, specifically if somebody divorces his wife, ala tanai. So Tanu Rabbanan, a braisa, hareza gitech. If somebody tells his wife, I'm giving you a get, however, al menas, here's the condition, shetali lirokia. You have to go to the rokia. Or al menas sheteredi lotoim. So what exactly is going through his mind, veisachnish? But this was the tanai. He says, hareza gitech, al menas shetali lirokia. If you go to the rokia, then I'm willing to give you a get. Zok Tosfos. On this Gemara, that when the Gemara says Amanash Shatali Lirakia Enoget, he found a girsa somewhere that says that the Brisa's oisfir is im niskayim atnai hareza get. If the tnai is played out, meaning if this woman would go to Rakia, then she's going to be Megureshes. But if she doesn't, ain't a get. It's not going to be a get. And Tosfos says v'tema, I don't understand this girsa. How's it possible for this woman to be Mekayim this tonight? So it's actually interesting because today, on some level, we can go to Rakia. You get on an airplane. Now, is that Mamish Rakia? You have to know in the Sugis of the Zion Rakiyim. But in Tosfos times, for sure, it wasn't possible. So, Freak Tosfos Tema, I don't understand. Hey, Chiyoch Lekayimai, how's it possible for a person to fulfill a condition of a Menashe Tali to Rakia? So, Tosfos V'yei Shloimer Al Yedei Shem. It's possible. Al Yedei one of the Shemus. So, Rabbi Kiveger and our Sugya and Chagigo Yedal Ramadays says Ayin Tosfos Gittin Pei Dalam Adav. And by the way, Rabbi Kiveger on Tosfos Gittin Pei Dalam Adav says Ayin Tosfos Chagigo Yedal Ramadays. What's the tzushtel of Rabbi Kiveger? Rabbi Kiveger is telling too that in the Sugya of Arba Nichnasu the Paradise, where Rashi was Mefarish Kepshutai, they literally entered the Paradise, which is in the Rakia. Tosfos says, no, they didn't go literally. It was Nidmalehem. And yet, in the more mundane halacha of a man is divorcing his wife, and says, Hareza Gita Chamanasha Tali Lurgia. Tosfos over there says, yeah, it's possible. Of course it's possible. Ayyadei Shemus. Sounds a little bit like when it came to Ben Azeh Ben Zoyma Acher Rabbi Akiva, Tosfos didn't want to learn that they literally entered the Rakia. Yet, in Gittin Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosfos is being mefarish it that way. Again, whenever Rabbi Kiveger says Ayin, so you have to learn up what exactly Rabbi Kiveger wants. Does he want to ask a kashna? Is there a Pashta Teretz to this Kasha? Satein l'chacham v'yech gamoit. But either way, so a very important fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly the paradis was. According to Rashi, it was a physical place. It's in the Rakia. According to Tosfos, loy alu l'mayla mamnish. Elo hoya niru lehem kemoisha alu. It's interesting, the Rambam, in Hilchas Yisoydei HaTorah, this is in the end of Perek Dalet of Hilchas Yisoydei HaTorah. So after he talks about Maisa Bereshis and he talks about Maisa Merkava, so says the Rambam, quote, V'inyonei arba prokim elu, shebechamesh mitzvah yisho elu. Again, the sugyas that we've been learning about in Perek Ein Darshan Masechtes Chagiga. Hein shechachamim arishoinim koirin oisam pardes. That's what the Chachamim Arishonim meant when they used the term Pardes. K'moisha Amru, Arba Nichnasu L'Pardes. As Chazal said, Arba Nichnasu L'Pardes. And the Gemara says that they were affected. other than Rabbi Akiva. Says the Rambam, and even though these are bada, when the chesul paradis with Gedolei Yisrael, the chachamim Gedolim hayu like kulam hayu behem koyach leida ulahasid kol advar malborium. But it was very difficult for them to be able to understand this properly. Vani oimer, and then the Rambam says she in roy lehi tayl beparadis elamish and esmali kresoy lechem ubasar. Either way, the Rambam says you want to know what paradis is. It's not shameless necessarily, but it's delving into all the things the Chazal said are not so poshut. In darshin barayis l'shloisha b'maisa bereshis b'shnayim maisa merkava afilu b'yachid. But either way, that's what the Rambam says. So Rashi and Tosis both talk about shame. According to Rashi, physically they entered the Riki al yedei Hashem. According to Tosis, la'yalu mamish, but it was nidmalahem. The Rambam says this is in the end of the sugya of the Mishnah and Perek and Darshan, because that's really what paradise is. You want to know what paradise is? This is what it is. There's actually another mahalach in what paradise is, which, believe it or not, the Rama brings in Simen Reish Mem Vav, Ayin Sham, the Vilna Goyen is Matmiya on the Rama's understanding of the paradise. But regardless, with that little introduction,